Paul Troesch, many over the years, has been a competent man. I think he's spread himself thin in recent years and has steered away from the technical work, and I'm not sure that he enjoys the complete confidence of both government and tax practitioners. I'm sorry to say that I couldn't give a ringing endorsement to him. He's got a lot of the paper qualifications, but I do not believe he enjoys the complete support, nor do I believe that he would merit the complete support of both the tax bar and those in government who deal with him.
What's his problem? Too favorable to government or too unfavorable?
Well, he's made a career in recent years of being superficial. He doesn't buckle down. Maybe he would under the circumstances. But he gets himself involved in a lot of the peripheral activities of government rather than the job he's being paid for. And I think this comes out in discussions of a serious tax matter. I think that's his major problem. He isn't pro-government or pro-taxpayer.
They tell me we're getting too many pro-government people over there. You got any suggestions? I want to put some people over there that got some good common hard sense and be fair to the taxpayer and kick the ass out of you government people so you don't stretch things on them.
That's right. That's what we need. Moxley Featherston. He's superb, I believe. His name is considered.
Well, he's another government man, though, isn't he?
Yes, he is. But they don't come any finer. And I don't believe that there'll be any cloud whatsoever by anyone who's ever dealt with him on the outside that he's pro-government. He's just pro the right thing.
Does he work for you over justice?
Yes, he does. Yes, sir.
Do you have anybody else in mind?
Outside of government?
No.
I have never been too clear as to your reaction toward the college, the law school group. There are some people there who would be superb.
I wish I could get a good fellow that'd been fighting you fellows every day. I mean, you know, on the other side, on
sure.
The government, on the taxpayer side. I want the taxpayer to get a little break once in a while.
Well, I believe the...
I'm afraid we get too inbred in some of these things. At least that's my impression when I talk to them. They kind of always, the citizen's wrong.
I'm not sure, Mr. President, that you'd want to, the top flight people, and this is a hard fact of life, the top flight outside practitioners aren't going to take a $30,000 job in government for a 12-year term.
I think that's right, but maybe we could get a man that we'll say somebody like Waddy Bullion's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
We can find somebody that has good enough knowledge and young enough and might want to do it. I want somebody that's been representing the other side, arguing every day. I've talked to Waddy, and he doesn't know anybody. And I'd make him do it if his boy's out of school and he quit drinking. But I can't get him to do it. So I want to get somebody that has had to fight with you and Sheldon Coyne and your bureaucracy and let you wave a flag at him and throw him good. And I want him to get on there so he kick you in the nuts when you go over there and try to make one of your fetching arguments stand up.
Well, I'd be glad to focus on it and give John Macy a couple of names of that.
Try to look over 3 or 4 of the best firms and see if you've got any better than mediocre lawyers that have to fight the other side of it. I think you'd be pretty well balanced. They tell me that nearly everybody you got over there comes out of the government.
Well, the last couple of appointments, certainly Ted Tannenwald was a superb appointment. And he was in private practice, came from New York. I think Jim Simpson has made a wonderful judge.
He's a blind man?
That's right.
Oh, but he's out of government.
He's out of, this is right. But you haven't lost a nickel's worth of ground, Mr. President, by taking able people from government. When you lose ground is when you have someone who's out of government and he's got this, well, the government right, the government wrong attitude. And the bar knows damn well that you just can't get for high-priced talent to come in for a 12-year term for $30,000. So they're not complaining. In fact, I think, as I understand it, everyone is tickled with the appointments you've made to the tax board. If the quality is high enough, from whence the guy sprung doesn't really doesn't matter. In fact, you know, there's no rat like a turn rat. A guy who's been in government and seen what the government's capable of doing, when he gets on the court, he's capable of holding our feet to the fire. And that's not a bad thing either.
All right, now, what about Irwin up there at Ways and Means?
He's a solid guy. I don't think he's gotten involved in too much tax work. He's a sweet guy. I think he'd probably do a better job than Troisch. But above all, I think Featherston is he'd make a wonderful appointment on any appellate court, any court that the president would consider him for. He's the best thing to come down the pike, and this is a running-like quality. It's suicide for me. I'm losing just a terrific guy if you were to appoint him.
What's he been doing? Helping you indict all these fellas over there?
No, he's been doing the civil work. And he's been a government attorney for about 20 years. And has just a remarkably fine reputation. He came up from Texas and has been in Washington for 23 years now.
How are you and the Attorney General getting along? You all buddies?
Mr. President, I couldn't have been happier when I think Ramsey is so good. And the whole idea of when someone says, Ramsey, why do you think this should happen? And he just says it's the right thing. You don't have to have any legal argument. That's the right answer. He's superb.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. And hey, I'm mighty proud of you, and I'm counting on you for bigger and better things. So keep your tail up.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.